My friends, music is a language. When we study a language, there's a time for drill. There's a time for grammar, for studying structure and syntax. But when we're actually out in the field attempting to converse in that language, there's no time to translate everything we hear back into our home language. It's too late. We'll simply miss too much. Either we understand it at that point or we don't. So that's how it is with this course and our study of musical form. In Minuet and Trio, it's enough that you consciously recognize the large scale ABA. The small phrases, it would be lovely, but frankly, you're not professionals. There's no reason why you should have to notice those small elements. What you will find, and this is the really exciting part, is that by having isolated and studied the small phrase structure of the minuet and trio along with me, you will become more unconsciously aware of what the music is saying. The visceral impact of the music will be heightened immeasurably. You'll know instinctively where you are, and you'll be able to receive and be able to perceive that much more musical detail as a result. Listen, when we're lost, we do not notice detail. We only notice detail when we're comfortable with where we are and can sit back and, knowing where we are, take in the greater landscape. So, what we're trying to create in this course, first and foremost, is an awareness that with practice and exposure will become increasingly instinctive. It's like when we listen to someone speak or when we speak ourselves. We are not consciously aware of every single word we hear or every word that we utter. Rather, what we're aware of is the composite meaning of the words and the shaded meaning that comes with the way the words are spoken. This is why we study musical form. It's not to torture. It's not to over-intellectualize. By being aware of large-scale musical grammar and syntax, we gain entry to a language we then understand more implicitly, more completely, more powerfully. And I, for one, find this very satisfying. Let us move on to another minuet and trio movement, an entirely different sort of movement, written by wonderful coincidence, the exact same year as Mozart's G minor symphony minuet and trio movement, and that is the third movement of Haydn's Symphony No. 88. Let us listen to the minuet, and here is what I want you to be aware of while we listen to it. First, this minuet is royal and pomp-filled. This is music from the imperial court, music from the emperor's own ballroom. It's very urban music. It's very magnificent. It's in major. It's played by everybody. And I want you to especially notice the trumpets and drums, which imbue this music with so much of its magnificence. It is generally loud. And indeed, this sounds much more like a minuet, much more like a dance than did Mozart's minuet. One thing I'll apologize for before we even listen to this: for the sake of time, we will listen to AABA, but not the repeat of B and A. We must keep moving because I want us to listen to this movement in its entirety before the end of this lecture. So let us listen, let us beware of the pomp and magnificence, the urbanness of this music, and frankly, this sounds like a dance with all of the kingly magnificence one would associate with the court of Louis XIV, despite the fact that Louis has been dead for many years when this particular minuet was written. Haydn, Symphony No. 88, third movement, 1788. A.